Hey, Mystic Michaela, spiritual family, welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela today. When I do readings, I get to talk to your angels or your spirit guides, I call them. What is that like? How do they uniquely communicate to me? I will give you all my own personal nuanced experiences with speaking to angels. Who are they? What are they concerned with? All of that we're going to discuss today. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. Well, very exciting.
Yes.
This is episode number 222.
It is.
222, which of course means trust fall.
Yes. And to celebrate,
yes,
there is a quiz on Know Your Aura Pod. I made a brand new quiz for you all. It is, what do your angels want to tell you? So you can go to knowyouraurapod.com and you can take that quiz that I made for you just for this episode. But what are you doing for your trust fall day? Because you have to trust your angels. You have to trust that they're there for you. How are you experiencing that?
See, I love the number 222, yes, and I love the trust fall.
Right.
But for me, I don't think it applies because everyone knows this that listens to the podcast. Everybody.
If you're new here.
There is a lot of mistrust between me and my spirit guide, Phoebe.
Yeah. Scott has a spirit guide or an angel that just, I don't know, she messes with him. And it's true.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, your angel Phoebe does mess with you.
I think we talked about this on 111, right?
Yeah.
And we've talked about this many times.
Yes.
And I was hoping, like, from 111, episode 111 to 222, mm-hmm, there'd be some growth in our relationship, our spiritual, spirit guide, human relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't see that happening.
You know what
I
noticed?
Did you see that happening at all? Or?
You know what I noticed with her? This is a unique experience maybe to you, but I think other people might think that their spirit guide's doing the same thing to them. When you get excited about something, you're like, oh my gosh, this must be a sign. This must be a sign that what I want is happening. You'll get all excited and Phoebe will send you all these like crazy signs.
Right.
But then it like fizzles. And nothing happens. And I feel like she's just like, it's a sign that nothing's going to, your life's the same. I'm here, but also no.
Is that my fault or her fault?
This is what I think. If I had to read the situation.
Okay.
All right.
Give it to me straight.
I'm going to talk about this coming up, but your angels are only concerned with your 5D goals, which are goals that exist kind of outside of the human experience. So like love and inspiration and soul growth and evolution. I think all those things bore you.
Okay.
And you get excited about like, oh my gosh, am I going to win the lottery? Or am I going to find buried treasure?
Right.
Or, is something really cool going to happen? Like the Kardashians are going to shout Meghan out or something. Like, these are the things you're really concerned with. So I feel like she likes to drop hints that those things will happen for you.
Yeah.
But then they don't. And that's her being like, gotcha again.
Yeah. I know I'm I'm like a joke to her. I feel like I'm a joke to her. That's how I feel. I feel my spirit guide feels I'm a joke, and I don't know if you should be feeling that from your spirit guide. That's how I feel.
You just have to switch your goals to more you have to want the 5D goals more than the 3D goals.
And I also feel she like leaves a lot of the time. Like she goes and she like wants to do other things, like, hang out at the bar and, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
She
doesn't even want to be here.
Yeah. I feel like she doesn't want to be around me. And then when she comes by, it's just to like, give me like a, make me into a joke or something.
Like she's burned out.
Yeah.
You burned her out.
Yeah. I think I burned out my spirit guide. That's what it is. Yes. You got exactly 100%. I'm dealing with a burnt out spirit guide.
Your spirit guide has burnout.
Yeah.
Like you've exhausted her.
I've exhausted her.
I can see that.
Yeah, I get that. Because, I'm repetitive a lot, and I say the same thing over and over.
And, it's hard for you to learn.
She's probably like, yeah, Scotty, I heard this already. You've been saying this for the last, X amount of years. Get a new thing to say. She's probably tired of my red rants.
Like, it's always the same thing. Like, you just want the easy way out, and it's okay.
All right.
It's all right, Scott. Go take the quiz on knowyouraura.com. See what she has to say to you.
Well, I hope our listeners have better experiences with their spirit guides and talking to them. And we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, you're going to talk about how you talk with your angels.
I just love talking about our next sponsor, Lumi. Hey, Scott, does Lumi give you naked confidence?
Yes, it sure does. And look, let me just tell you a story about Lumi.
True story.
Okay, true story. I had to get a haircut the other day, and it's like a real dude's place to go.
Yeah.
And the only time I could do it was in the morning, and I wanted to go work out beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, I lift real heavy weights, guys, real heavy weights.
And, super buff.
You know, normally I wouldn't sweaty. Do that. I'm going to tell you because, you know, yeah, exactly. I get, you know, sweaty, and then I wouldn't want the haircutter guy to, you know, the barber to,
yeah.
guy, barber to, you know, have to deal with me.
To but, smell that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
because you're polite.
But I put on my Lumi.
Yes.
Before the workout, and I walked into that barbershop with that naked confidence
naked
you were talking about.
Naked confidence yeah. from Lumi. Yeah, well, Lumi is a whole body deodorant. I love it because it's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. I mean, your pits, your underboobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt cracks, your vulva, your feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. It's pH balanced for use below the belt. You can choose from a variety of amazing scents, but guess what? Their Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash, which I recommend, and the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code KYA at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code KYA. How do your angels really speak to you? Kind of something that if you've been in this world, you've already heard a lot about, and things can be a little repetitive. True, but repetitive. So today I wanted to give you my own personal nuanced insight, because when I do readings, I'm talking to, I call them spirit guides, but you can also call them angels. That's who I talk to when I do readings. And I've done so many readings. And so I wanted to talk about spirit guide personalities, how spirit guides communicate, what their priorities are, just my own insight into the vibe I get from spirit guides in general. You get it too. This might just open up a window for you to understand the difference between your own thoughts and your angels speaking to you. Because it's one thing to get signs from them, but it's another thing to know what it feels like when they're talking to you. And also to understand, you know, you want to have a relationship with your angels. That's a big deal. You really want to have a relationship with them. They're yours. And when you have a relationship with somebody, you have to build trust, and you have to kind of get to know them. Your angels have their own personalities. So when I read you guys, your angels are extremely, they're yours. And they all have their own way of doing things, but they also have what is in common is that they aren't human. And I'm going to talk about what that means. So let's start at the beginning. So yes, we do hear a lot, especially, like I said, if you've been hanging around the spiritual world, we hear a lot about how angels send us signs, numbers. You know, I wrote the Angel Numbers book. And when I was writing that book, I was telling my husband the other day, I went into a whole different world writing that book. I was channeling. I felt them come. I felt a lot of power come through me. I was blacking out while I was writing it for the most part. It was a really transcendental experience for me. And if you're new here, maybe that doesn't sound weird, you know, if you know me, or if you've been, you know, hanging around, know you're a podcast for a while, or my Instagram, you know how like normal I look. So usually I don't talk like this, but they are very powerful beings, and you experience them too. That's why I wanted to do this episode, so you know how they feel, so you can like hone in on it. So yeah, numbers. Numbers is one way they will talk to you, synchronistic repeating number patterns that follow you almost obsessively to the point where you're like, okay, this is getting weird. Animals, other nature symbols like butterflies, feathers, that kind of thing. Birds, coins are a favorite, some other symbols. Because they're your spirit guides or angels, I'm going to use that interchangeably on this episode, because they're your angels, what happens is they develop their own sense of humor with you. So you'll get kind of their calling cards, whether that's the same number over and over, or kind of like the same bird, or some people have their own special tell that it's their angels just kind of winking at them. I call them angel winks. Spirit shivers. That's what somebody ever say something and your whole body shivers. I call it spirit shivers. It's just like, woo, it's like your angels just tapped you on the head or something. Through other people, angels will speak when somebody random says something random and you're like, whoa, okay, that was weird. And they just overall will grab your attention in lots of different ways that can feel synchronistic. Synchronistic means it's so coincidental, it's beyond coincidence. It's so much coincidence happening at the same time. You're like, that has to be more than coincidence, because that's beyond the logic of coincidence. And that's synchronistic, and your angels love that. That is their language. I have done other episodes about this. Angels, in particular, episode 162 was very popular. It was about angels. So if you want to hear more about that and kind of the origin of angels and special stories about people with their angels, that's a good episode to go back to, 162. But today, let's talk about how it feels to talk to your angels, because you're already doing it and you may be confused by what's them and what's you. So first off, they have a vibe. Yes, they do. They have a vibe. They are divine. They're a high vibrational divine energy. They're not of this world. You are on the earth plane. You could also call it, I call it the 3D. It is, you are in a biological body, and this world is created for your biological body with other biological things. And, you know, this is like the 3D plane, and it's a privilege to be here. However, your angels aren't, and they're on a different plane. I feel like it exists on top of ours or near ours or something like that. And they can come back and forth through different ways, like synchronicity and dreams, and through kind of influencing energy of other people and spirit symbols and nature and things like that. But they're not human, and they don't have the same issues we do because of that. It's really hard for us to understand this, but a lot of things that go on with you are because you're a person. And if you took that stuff away, you would just be the soul identity. So we are very influenced by our egos, our human identities. So that's why we get scared or insecure. We worry about not fitting in. We have like lots of these emotions that affect us and are important, and we have to identify and aren't going away, but our angels do not share them. So they're not human. Yes, I call them spirit guides or angels. They are not your dead loved ones, okay? They come in differently because they're not people. I don't know if they ever were people. They don't feel like people, and they don't feel like they ever were people to me. Because you have your angels, and then you have your higher self. Now, your higher self is kind of the soul identity of you, all right? So picture it on this other plane. You have your higher self identity, which is like the eternal identity of you. If you're a raised Christian, you might call it your soul. That's your soul. It's the eternal you that cannot be distinguished or eliminated or killed. It's the eternal you. Over here, we call it the higher self. And your higher self is human-ish, and it works with your spirit guides, which are definitely not human-ish at all. But they aren't your dead loved ones. Your dead loved ones, and I just did this two episodes ago, they come in differently. And I gave kind of like a nuanced episode about how it really is on the other side, if you want to take a look at that episode. Your loved ones on the other side feel like people pretty much like they do on the other side. Your angels feel like angels. They're your high vibrational team, and they're devoted to your energy, and they're very concerned with keeping you in check with your life goal. I really feel like what happens is on the other side, you make a soul contract and you have some things you got to get done. And your angels are dedicated to keeping you on track. Why do they care? It's a great question. Like, who are these divine beings that care so much about what I'm learning or what I'm doing? Can't answer that for you. I can't, except that I truly believe that being human is a privilege, Not everybody gets it. It's a classroom. And I feel like it's hard to get on. I know it doesn't look great because, like, I'm here too. And I'm like, who would sign up for this as we look at our phones and go to CVS, you know, and sit in traffic and buy things we don't need? Like, how is this at, like, what is happening? Like, no. Like, why do they care? I am with you because I too am human. So I can only give you what I get. I can't always explain it. But yeah, so backing it up, I don't know why they're so dedicated to us, but I truly believe it's because we are doing something with our energy that's necessary and purposeful. I feel like, honestly, like this plane has a lot to do with us curating our energy for something important. I feel like this plane is a place you get to go to do major things with your energy that's important for the next stop down the road. And remember, there's no time on the other side. So our thoughts of time and the thought of time on the other side is different. So, okay, they work with you and for you on your life purpose goal, not on your 3D goals, okay? So 3D versus 5D. The 3D, like I said, it's the human ego-centered world. To live in the 3D society, it's created by humans. That's why there's war and famine and fear and insecurity and racism and sexism and hate. Our world is very black and white, the 3D world. There's this or that. There's no gray areas. It can't be both. You have to pick this or you have to pick that. You know, you're right or you're wrong, black or white. You know, it's very one or the other, 2D even sometimes. So when I talk about the 3D world, I'm talking about everything that's kind of wrong with how things are and how your soul inside is like, oh my gosh. So when we talk about humanity, or we talk about inspiration or love, or we talk about abundance, that's more 5D concepts. 5D, if you're raised Christian, you might call it like heaven, okay? I feel like it's like the other side, and it's the way it operates on the other side in terms of when you don't have the fear and you don't have the hate and you don't have all the things that we have to navigate in this world, what would you be? You'd be love and abundance and peace. And over in the 5D, those are the values that rise up. So they are more concerned with 5D goals, not 3D goals. So I'll just translate that for you. If your goal is to marry Bobby and Bobby's not having it, that's more like your 3D goal. And your angels, they don't really care about that. And I know that sounds harsh, but I'm just telling you what I get from that. If your 3D goals align with your 5D goals, you are in luck. So let's say you want to go to school to be a nurse because you want to heal people, but you're having a hard time getting into school or getting the right job. Like, they're all on that. They're like, oh, here's idea one, here's idea two, here's idea three. We're going to open up this door for you. We're going to help you with this. We're going to send you a sign. We're going to hook you up. All right, because light working or healing or whatever, it probably checks into your life purpose some way. But if something like chasing Bobby, who's got issues, is not in the 5D goals, like he's got nothing to do with your 5D goals that you were writing on the other side with your higher self and your divine vibration team, they don't care. They're like, meh, not going to happen. Moving on, you know. And then they'll show you a glimpse of, but here's the next person you're supposed to be with who helps you and assists you with your life purpose goals. Like, they'll assist you with love when it's the partner that's going to support you in your life purpose goals and vice versa. I hope that makes sense. And I hope I'm not painting out your angels to be jerks, because they're really not. They're not jerks at all. They just know when you came here, your higher self was like, okay. It's kind of like, I think I've used this before, this analogy. This is a terrible analogy. You ever have a conversation with yourself before you go on a date and you're like, you are not going home with that guy. You are not. Look at me in the mirror, and you're talking to yourself. You are not going home with that guy. Do not. And then you're at the date and you're like, okay, I'll go to your house. Okay. And that voice in the back of your head's like, no. Okay, that's how they feel a lot. So like, your higher self is the you that was like, don't do it before you did it.
Does that make sense? Okay. All right. I hope that makes sense. That's my terrible analogy, but I hope that helps. They do. Okay. Here's another thing. They like literally don't care about money. If you've had a reading with me and this has come up, I have said this, like they don't care about money. They don't care about how you pay your bills. They don't care that you're in debt. They don't care that you, they told you to leave the job with all the benefits and the retirement and the health to go to this other job. If that other job is more 5D goal aligned, they do not care about your 3D worries. Having said that, those 3D worries are important, like health insurance and keeping the lights on. But that's so short term to them because this whole life thing is short term. So they're real big on like, just do what you're supposed to do and it'll all figure itself out. And they don't worry about like your momentary discomfort and fear and stress. And that's what a leap of faith is. And they're big on that. I'm not saying it's practical. Like as a mother myself, I see a lot of moms and, you know, worry about their kids, of course, and I do too. So again, even though I'm preaching, I sound preachy when I talk about this stuff, and I don't want to. I'm just telling you how I get it. But just so you know, I'm the same as you, and I struggle with this as well. That's why I'm so fascinated with it, because I'm like, oh, how do I fix it in myself too? Okay, when we come back, I'm going to talk more about the vibes of your angel. One of my favorites, Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get a stylist who understands your style, size, and budget, and they do all the shopping for you. It's the easiest way to transform your wardrobe this season. I told my stylist, I am in a rut. I'm in a style rut. Just send me interesting things. She knows me enough by now, because the more you shop with them, the more your stylist understands you. They keep a profile on you and everything. They know your fit. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. They know what you've worked with them on. And she sent me all like 5 pieces. And one was this amazing dress. It is my favorite dress. I wear it all the time. My stylist always sends me these personalized pieces. The fits are always flawless. It's like she reads my mind. I don't know how she does it, but she just gets me. Stitch Fix is style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/KYA. That's stitchfix.com/KYA. stitchfix.com/KYA. So we just talked about how they don't care about money. And they don't care about something else too. They don't care if they hurt your feelings when they tell you the truth. I know, right? Like, they're very blunt. So when I do a reading, they'll come through very direct and blunt. And they don't have human emotions like ours, meaning they don't tiptoe around your insecurities or your ego or things you can't hear right now because you're going through something. So have you ever had a friend and she really needs a talking to? And if you're a really good friend, you're that friend that's like, I don't care if you hate me. You need to get your life together. You are doing X, you are doing Y, you are doing Z. This is bad for you. We're all thinking it. I'm the only one that's bold enough to tell you because I love you. And I don't care if you're mad at me because that's momentary. But you have to listen and get it together now. And I love you and I'll help you. And here's a hug. That is how they talk to you. They talk to you like the friend that really loves you and needs to give it to you. Or if you've ever talked to a friend that way, that's how they speak to you. You know, they're a lot like kids sometimes too in the way they approach honest. You know, kids are so honest. You know how kids are so honest? You know, like how kids are. I did the stupidest thing when I was in New York State. I don't know what it is like in other states, but I was student teaching. I had this professor. And he was like kind of out of touch with teaching probably because he was the professor of the teachers. And he's like, give your children at the end of your teaching. Because, okay, so in New York, you have to teach for like, I think 16 weeks I taught for free, you know. And teachers love getting a student teacher because like I went in, I was like, I was a good one too, you know. So I was like teaching for them and she loved me and it was a great experience and I learned a lot. But anyways, at the end, they were like, my professor's like, okay, give them all an anonymous questionnaire for feedback for you. These are 12-year-olds. And my teacher, my supervising teacher, was like, don't do it. Do not flipping do it. And I'm like, but I have to. She's like, don't read it. Then don't read it. And I'm like, but I have to. Because I had to write like a report about what they said about me. I did it. I did. Do you know the feedback I got? Do you know, do you ever want to humble yourself? Go ask a bunch of middle schoolers what they think about you after 16 weeks of teaching them when you're like 22. Yep. I heard it all, man. But I got like, you know, at first it was like, oh man, that's not nice. You know, like one person, one kid wrote, get a new hairdo. It's like, and then I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, well, you know, it's kind of like that meme, like with that lady that's like, no. And then, well, like that's, I was like, well, maybe they're right. You know, I could get a new hairdo. And then one was like, slow down when you talk, which I think some of you probably are like, yeah, slow down when you talk. Cause I do talk very fast and I'm like, I can't help it. That's how I talk. But I did get a lot of, you know, great feedback. And at first it was, ow. And then it was like, all right, well, there's truth to it. And the only thing limiting me was my insecurities. Even the things, and most kids were really, really, really sweet. Really sweet. But, and then only a couple were like actually nasty. But even those, it's like, okay, you know, shrug, big deal. What's my biggest fear? And it pushed me through it. I'm like, what's my biggest, what are you going to say? All right, you know, the sun rises and sets and I'm alive. The world turns. I'm okay. My point is, that's how your angels are. They are very blunt and honest. And first you're like, ugh. And then you're like, well, I guess, you know, I guess you're right. You know? So that's how they talk to you, kind of like kids. Your guides are your own, by the way. So when I read like same family members, I can get very different takes just because the same environment can affect everyone differently. And also you have different spirit guides. So if I'll like read you and then I read your sister, you have different guides. Like I'm talking to different angel spirit guides. Just something, because you have your own. So they talk a little differently. And they tell me about you too. Oh, that's funny. They'll tell me about you. Usually they're talking through me to you, but every once in a while I'll get kind of like, heads up, she's not ready to hear it. Or heads up, you know, she's really sweet. Or heads up, she does everything. Sometimes I'll get these before the reading even begins. It just happened recently. This lady, I'm like, she's going to ask about everybody but herself. I just knew it. She's going to ask about everybody but herself because they told me before the reading began. They talked to me. They're like, she's going to ask about everybody. It's always about other people. That's the pattern. And that sure was the pattern. Even when I was trying to talk about her, she was like, well, can we talk about my neighbor? Can we talk about my friend? And her guides were like, and I'm like, listen, we're talking about you, you know, because your guides want me to talk about you. And that, by the way, is indicative of a lot of patterns in your life. Like, it's time to make it about you and address why it's uncomfortable. So they will tell me about you sometimes too, which I think is nice. And I think with your spirit guides, you have to be ready to face the worst things you fear in order to move forward with things. So if you hate public speaking, they'll put you in a public speaking role. If you're terrified of legal action, they're going to throw it your way. If you're terrified of somebody telling you that you look a certain way, that you've been covering up, they'll send somebody to tell you that. If you haven't healed things with your mom, they'll send you like 100 people that are just like your mother. Why do they do this? They do this because they need you to move forward from that in order to keep your energy growing and evolving and flowing. Because again, that's the whole thing with being here, something to do with your energy flowing and evolving and moving and flowing. How do we get ahead of that? Because you can get ahead of the whole they give you the thing you're most scared of thing. And that is by addressing your fears today. Like, what am I most scared of? I'm really scared of, I'll just use like legal action. Oh my God, I'm so scared of legal action. I'm so scared of this. I'm so scared of, I have a business. I'm so scared of legal action. I'm so scared of somebody saying this about me. I'm so scared of somebody throwing this my way. Okay. Where's that from? Oh, let's follow that down to the wound that created. Because like whatever you're really scared of isn't what you're scared of. there's something underneath that. Well, I grew up without a lot of financial security. I grew up with people who got me in, who got themselves in legal trouble, and I was living there. So that was my issue too. I was scared. I felt out of control. I felt like Big Brother can take everything away from you because it happened, you know, and whatnot. And then work there. Therapy, journaling, meditation, just acknowledging it, honestly, can dissipate it, can relieve it, and make it less of the thing. And they will, then they don't really, they, that's the point. They just want you to acknowledge it, see it, kind of heal it up a little. Might not even go away, just kind of like, okay, got it, get it, I got it. Because under those places are actually your big energy obstacles that are keeping you from, I mean, it's very subconscious, but making certain choices or risks or just keeping your energy moving in the way it needs to. So this is all, this is their vibe. And this is all very interesting for me to deal with when I do readings because, you know, they are talking to me the way they talk. And I'll say this sometimes, spirit guides are usually kind of salty, I guess, in human terms. They don't mean to be, but they're very direct and honest. And sometimes they'll hurry me along in saying what they want me to say. So the problem is that some people can't hear things in the way that their guides want to give it to them, honest, because what, and I'll feel that at the same time. So it kind of depends on the person if they can hear it or not. So I will try to make it as sound as good as I can. But at the end of the day, it is true that the truth will piss you off and then it'll set you free. Unless you're craving it. And then it's more like validation. Finally, yes. I thought that was going on. Okay, great. Instead of hearing the thing you don't want to hear. So get used to hearing truths. Truths aren't nasty. They can feel nasty if you have underlying wounds. Once you kind of address those, you can differentiate between something that's actually nasty to you and something that's just true. And there is a difference. So here's a story with that. I was reading a young woman and she showed me a picture of a guy. Immediately I knew, oh, she's into him. Okay. But her spirit guides were like, no. And that's literally how they talk. Like, no, no, moving on, no. The problem was she wasn't going to get over him. All right. And he was everything. I mean, he was toying with her. He was immature. She's thinking he'll change. I mean, I feel like a lot of us have been there. So there's empathy towards it, of course. But her guides, again, they don't identify with that human emotion all the time. So they were like, be done with it or you're just going to be stuck here now. Okay. Like, I can't talk like that to her. She's not ready to hear that. She's not ready to hear that. And I knew she wasn't ready to hear that, but they're also delivering it to me that way. So she would shut down immediately if I said it as bluntly as they said it. So I said it very nicely. Okay. You know, I did say it very nicely. Like I do. And I have a way of saying things that's calm and doesn't make people feel defensive. Cause I do work on my delivery and I work on making sure that, you know, people open up to me. They're so vulnerable. And I know what it's like to love somebody and have them not love you back. It's the worst feeling ever. And God, that hurts. And you can only talk to people where they're at. So that's where she was. So, you know, I felt really bad for her, but I had to give her the message and I did in my nice way. And then the thing is this is a reading, you know, and I have to tell her this, like the future is yours to create. That is true. Future's free will. And the thing is, though, is you can't hang your hat on other people's timeline. That, and I'm going to talk about this more in a second, is a favorite vibe of your angel guides. They give me little vibes that I've turned into sayings. And one of their vibes is you can't hang your hat on other people's timeline. What that means is you can't wait around for someone to be ready for you. That's a terrible message to send to the universe. So telling her that she can't control this person, and I can only read that he's in a loop at this moment. At this moment, he's not making actions to change. That's what I can see. I'm not saying he can't change. That's free will. Maybe he makes some sort of 180. Cool. But you can't sit around and wait for that to happen. Her message is from her guides to move forward. And unfortunately, at this point, a forward movement will probably be without him. Okay. And that's hard and that's difficult, but you always have to choose your own life purpose before someone else's limitations. You have to, because that's what you're here for. But that's just me explaining the overwhelming feeling of nope that they gave me at the beginning in order to make sense to somebody that I'm reading, like a human who's just not ready to hear it. And that is probably, and I'll say this, and most people get that. They understand it. They're like, yeah, I know, but I'm sad. And it's like, you can be sad. You can love someone and still move forward and hope they catch up to you. You know, totally hope they catch up to you. And maybe they will. And you can put it out there like, I love you and I hope you catch up to me, but I have to move forward now because it's my life too. And I can't press it pause because of your limitations. I can't do that. And hopefully they figure that out. You just can't sacrifice your life purpose for another person's time wasting. And they get very, very, very strong about that. Your angels do. They find it very insulting, actually, when you pause your timeline to wait for somebody who's stuck on their own. Then it's like it kills two energies with one, if that makes sense. They are so focused on you constantly coming here and working on the thing they're supposed to work on. Otherwise, it's like a waste of time. So they do seem, angels do seem to have their own values and structure of how things are. And again, it's not like this world at all. Unless you are talking about 5D concepts like love, growth, curiosity, inspiration, abundance, evolution, things like that. So my point is, if you're asking for things for your angels to do and you're like, why aren't you guys listening to me? Oh my gosh. It's probably because it's not matching and aligning with your 5D life purpose goal. When we get back, we're going to talk about more things that are original to your angels and how they work. You know, right now, as I am recording this podcast, my three fur babies, Rocky, Dusty, and Binks, are staring at me, their loving little furry faces, asking me for Smalls. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls, and if you're a listener of this show, you know that my cats cannot live without their Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. So make it your New Year's resolution to get your cat eating healthier with Smalls. We don't even call it cat food here anymore. We just call it the Smalls. It's time for the Smalls. It's time for your little Smalls. Smalls is possibly my favorite sponsor ever because my cats like it. And if my cats like something, I like it. It is 2024. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/KYA and use promo code KYA at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code KYA for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code KYA for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. So I told you about my little saying, you can't hang your hat on someone else's timeline. So what it is your spirit guides, because I've done so many readings, I've had to create my own language for it. They will give me energy towards things. It's like kind of like a value of theirs that they seem to all have in common and that humans constantly run up against. So I'll get the feeling of, oh, they're doing that thing where they're waiting and pausing their timeline for someone else to catch up, and that's wasting their time. And I'll come up with a saying, but I have other ones too. Another one of them is, I've made the saying, money is cheap, because I use it all the time in my own life now, but I got this vibe from spirit guides, since I've felt it in so many different various ways from all of your spirit guides when I do readings. And that just means that sometimes it's cheaper, with quotes around it, to actually just pay for something than to accept a favor. Let me tell you a story about that. I had a young woman this week and I was reading her. Long story short, her parents were letting her live in their home, but they were just it wasn't free. You know what I mean? Like, they were given a lot of crap for it. And, you know, she felt really lousy about herself. And they made sure to remind her all the time that she was a certain age living in their house and whatnot. Okay. And she was very overwhelmed because she didn't want to go pay for her own place or deal with all the expense and the commitment to get the job that would do that. But her guides were like, money's cheap. They don't really say it. They give me like the energy, and I've just, it's easier to say money is cheap than go on my long-winded explanation of it. Money's cheap, meaning the emotional rent she has been paying to live there is actually more costly than the alternative at this point. It's cheaper in emotional, spiritual, and mental health just to actually suck it up and commit to some whatever job and get your own place instead of paying this emotional rent to people who are raising the rent way too high. And I'm sure you can think of a lot of ways in your life where money's cheap. Like there's that one friend who, if they do something for you, you know, like a favor with quotes around it, you know you're going to be paying that back and God knows what later. And it's like, you know what? I'll just pay for my own movers because it's just too emotionally costly. I can't emotionally afford your help. I mean, I think that all the time with some people. Like, I can't emotionally afford your assistance. Money is cheaper than that. Just rather pay for it than pay the emotional toll it will cost me. And that's a big thing with angels. And if you just think about ways to kind of like just cut a cord between two people. They have another saying too. It's you make the news. So this is, and I talked about this in episode 191 very clearly. Again, it's my own saying, but the vibe is you got to make a plan in life. Like if you walk around fuzzy, like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what the future is. I'm like this too. I have to work on this all the time. Do you know, like once a week, I've been trying personally to be like, wait, what are my goals? What's my plan? What's my vision? What am I doing with my life purpose? It's hard. It's easier to kind of live numbly, but then you kind of live fuzzy. And then you kind of always want, you're like waiting for something fun to happen, but they can't send you anything. Like the universe can't send you anything unless you kind of formulate some sort of vision for it. Even if it's just, I want to feel this way is a great vision. So you make the news, meaning you make your own news. You can't just get the paper and be like, oh, cool, I'm reading about what happened to me. It's like you're writing the paper. You're writing the headlines. Go write your headline. That's kind of their little tip. So I'll have to think about more that they give me because there's so many, but those are the three I could think of for this episode. There's a lot, again, on how they do speak to you, as we talked about at the very beginning, but not a lot on how it feels when they speak to you. And you do have actual feelings of your angels when they talk to you. So when you get a message from your angels, it's very blunt. It comes in your, for me, it comes in the left side of my head. I don't know if that makes sense. The more you pay attention to it, the more this will make sense. It can happen for you too. It's not coming from my own brain. Like if I think about, like think about something you already know. Like how do you make chocolate chip cookies? Go. Where do you feel them? I can feel that information coming from the inside of my brain, like in the center. But if I get a message about somebody else, like about you or whatever in a reading, it feels like to me it comes in from the left side. Man, I hope there's a couple other people that are like, yeah, I see what you mean. Okay. If I visualize something, I feel it in between my eyebrows, like my third eye. So start paying attention to where information feels like it's coming from in your head. I know. I think some of you could do it. Think about that. Anyways, my point is it comes in very bluntly. So think about when you meet somebody, this is like the easiest way, like first impression kind of stuff, or it doesn't even always have to be a person. It could be like something at work. You ever go to a meeting and they're like, we're starting this new program. And in your head, you're like, it'll be done in 4 weeks and everybody will forget that we had this meeting. Okay, that's like them. It's not you being snarky. It's probably just your angels that just being like, heads up, blah, blah, blah. Or you ever kind of walk past something in your house and there's a little thought in your head, like the phone's going to ring later and it's going to be important, that kind of thing. It's very subtle. It's a quiet, it's honest, it's quiet. It's a very secure voice and it doesn't repeat itself. And the other thing is you don't always want to hear it. You're like, no, like it feels like somebody else saying it to you. Cause you're like, oh gosh, really? Like that. It's like that. Sometimes it can be happy too. I don't mean to mean it's like always negative. Sometimes it's happy. They're honest, not mean. So it can be information that's very honest, but it's never nasty. That's your ego. Your ego will come in and be like, your ego's not the first voice. It's the loudest voice. Your angels are usually the first voice. Your ego's the one that follows up. Ego always follows angel. Ego doesn't really create. It kind of just follows up. And that's the one that's like, you can't do that. Like, it's very negative. Like, you, nobody will listen to you. You know, you're too quiet or whatever it says to you. That's your ego. That's not real. In your first 5 seconds, I would say it comes. It's very connected to your gut instinct. Your angels are very connected to your gut instinct. Problem with that is... if you have like a lot of trauma, your gut instincts, it can get confusing because your gut instincts are connected to things that actually happened to you. So it's a mishmash of things. It just takes practice and you really can hear them the more you ask. The ways to check. It's not demeaning. It's not mean it's honest. It's usually something you know is true, meaning it resonates in some way. You can ask for follow-up signs. You're like, okay, I'd like to see a follow-up sign. Thank you. And finally, with how they speak to you, sometimes you'll get positive signs when you feel like your life's falling apart. And you're like, why are you sending me all these 1-1-1-1-1s? My life is a mess right now. Like, what are you even doing? What are you even here for? Like, what's even going on? That's kind of them being like, hey, you know, rejection is redirection. Or actually, when you feel like your life is falling apart, things are reorganizing for the better. And they're just like waving at you like, it's all going to be good. Okay. And you're like, thanks. Thanks a lot. But that's just how they come through. So people get confused. They'll see all these signs and they're like, but everything's going wrong and nothing I asked for happened. Yet I keep seeing my signs. Things aren't always the way you think you want them. And you can reflect on things in the past that worked out completely opposite from the way you thought you wanted them and worked out great. But oftentimes they coincide with a lesson you need to learn anyways. And yeah. So there is also a way things happen from your angels. This is how they work. They work in 3 ways. And usually it's all at the same time. Doors slamming, something flowing, and resources appearing. Let's talk about that. All right, so door is slamming. The thing you think you want is completely unavailable to you. No one's around. Doors keep slamming in your face. Lots of dead ends. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Take the hint. Take the hint. Because something else is flowing. What is the thing that is working out for you? What are people saying? What are the other opportunities? You might not want to see that because you're so bent, like hell-bent on what you think you want, that you're not seeing the thing that's opening up or is available. But something else is flowing. Well, I could never do this, but this is so easy, and this is so easy, and this is so easy. And then resources appear. Someone's like, hey, I'd like you to come do this for me. Or, hey, I have this. Or you notice money all of a sudden. And you're like, oh, that's weird that I just got this. And or this grant became available or something like that. Here's a story. In a reading, this woman was asking me about her stability in her current job. She was working in a corporate company doing something with systems. I don't know. She's really yellow. And she felt very stable in this job, but she absolutely freaking hated it. She hated her schedule. She hated the office. She hated her drive there. She hated the time away she was from her friends and family. Her coworkers were like super toxic. The place was probably going to be bought out soon by somebody else. So it was really hectic and disorganized. The higher ups were like the worst. And she kept getting more and more work piled on her, but she wasn't leaving it to look for anything else. And she really wanted a promotion. She thought like, well, if I just get to the next level of leadership, then I won't have these issues. So she was really trying bad for a promotion, but they just weren't listening to her. So that's where we ended up. And like, she sent me the logo, you know, cause I get an energy off logos, and her guides were just kind of like, listen, this is kind of like a dead end and like whatever, but there's other opportunities somewhere else. Well, in the meantime, Then she tells me this old friend that she used to work with was opening up their company and like asking her to help him with it as he got started out, like to come over and get it moving. And it was in the same kind of family, you know, business wise, like what she, you know, in her wheelhouse. But, he, you know, here's the respect. This is okay. This is, here's the title. Here's the flow. Here's the non-toxic work environment. Here's the best work schedule. Anything she wanted, she was going to get. All right. Resources available. Here's the flow. It's all working out. It's not what she had in her mind, though, that she thinks she wanted, because what was it? It was a leap of faith with stability. Is this company going to go under in a month? Money. I can't pay you as much as you're making now yet. We have to grow it. I mean, he was going to give her like a stake in the company, like everything, you know, and he knew what he was doing. It wasn't kind of a fly-by-night nonsense company, which of course we all have to be careful for. So what was her fear? Stability, money, security, lots of stuff from her childhood. A couple of things here that would tell you her angels were pushing her to make the choice to pick his job over her current one. Her feelings of anxiety. The fact that the move would actually create stress because it triggered her core wounds from childhood was a good sign that it was the right move. So see how that works? That's how your angels work. Like if you're making a choice and the choice's negative effects is that, oh, but I'm actually, this is why you have to be so in tune with what your actual core wounds are. Because they will, they'll pinpoint those for your soul growth. So anyway, so because it triggered her nervousness about finances and stability and all the stuff that she dealt with as a kid, that means actually it was good, you know? Because she was only staying in the place she hated because it didn't trigger those. But that stuff's like very 3D emotion. That's 3D stuff. Fear, it's real. Don't get me wrong. All that's real. All of that is real. And it's all stuff that we grapple with. And sometimes you have to make the choice to stay in the 3D. Sometimes you do because you have kids or like whatever. So this isn't, there's no judgment on the other side. It's just, and if you say no to one opportunity, it doesn't mean another one will show up again when you're ready. There's an abundance of opportunities ready for you at any point. I'm just talking about her. The door kept slamming in her current situation. She wasn't getting that promotion. It just wasn't happening. You know, and just this need to take a leap of faith, not just in this company, this new company, but in herself as a person, in her perception of the universe being cutthroat, non-abundant, scary, insecure, the feeling, too, that she had to sacrifice happiness and peace of mind to be secure and to survive. So what'd she do? I'm not sure. You know, in the reading, you know, it was about her struggle. It was about other things, too. I felt like what was going to happen was she was going to continue to struggle there until she finally made the leap. She just wasn't ready. She wasn't ready yet, but she did hear it from the guides and it resonated. And I feel like people just need to sit with something and move on their own time, which is fine. Your angels are fine with that. I think, I guess with angels, like you can kind of sum them up and they totally understand what you're going through from their perspective. They really do. But they're working with your higher self, not your human self. So they're constantly pushing you through fear because they know what's best for you and they know what you really want. Before you came down here, you said to them, push me through stuff, make me do it, make it hard, make it this, make me do it. And so they are. And so one of their favorite ways of getting you to move your tush, as I say to my kids, is making things so awful and uncomfortable for you in your current situation that the fear of taking that leap of faith is actually preferable to the discomfort you're experiencing in your life right now. So take that for what you will. And they're not jerks. It's just what they do. I know. But it's fun to make fun of it. And it's fun to laugh at it. Your angels are your spirit guides. They're working for you, with you, because they know you're worth something. You have this need. You had this need to come here. And like I said, I feel like it's for a very specific purpose. Sometimes I feel like it's similar to aging wine, like your energy here, or growing a crop, or building something important, planting a tree, you know. I feel like our energy is here to curate, to season, to prepare. Prepare for what? I feel like our purpose is healing, assisting, light working in any way we can. To emulate that of the angels working with us, we can get to where we are going ourselves in our own energy. So think of yourself right now as energy you want to purify and honor and relish in. It's such a privilege to be here. It's such a privilege to have this beautiful energy. You are such beautiful, beautiful energy. How can you honor this life force, this precious time here? I think you're doing it. I think that right now you are feeling your angels just fold themselves around you, just pure love. And I feel like simply saying thank you, not only to them, but to yourself for this beautiful thing called life and the opportunities for growth that reside within it. That's just how we can flow through with grace, because you're already doing it. Well, my daughter, Abby, is sold on Caden Lane's pajamas. This podcast is sponsored by Caden Lane. Caden Lane was started in 2005 by a single mom who wanted to create better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes for her own kids and those special moments you remember forever. Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. This shows up in their Color Me pajamas that help make bedtime fun and enjoyable, or just hiding those extra zips and snaps and outfits to make it easier for moms to get their little ones dressed. I mean, they totally get it. You'll see all these brands that go viral. You wonder, are they worth the hype? Well, let me tell you from personal experience, Caden Lane is absolutely worth the hype. They have over 70,000 five-star reviews and millions of customers for a reason. If you're thinking about summer like I am, Caden Lane has a new swim collection. It's for that worry-free fun in the sun. You can keep your little one's sensitive skin safe with their UPF 50 plus sun protection swimwear. We live in our swimsuits around here. We're in Florida. And can I tell you, their mom swimsuits are the best. I bought my own swimwear there and I highly recommend it. I want to also match my whole wardrobe with my child, and you can do that with their pajama sets. You got to check out the matching pajama sets, perfect for those photo moments. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/KYA and use code KYA for 20% off your order. Once again, that's CadenLane.com/KYA for 20% off, and make sure you use my promo code KYA so they know I sent you. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so I hope that helps everybody kind of forge a relationship with their own angels. Remember, these are your angels. It's your relationship, and it's for you all to figure out. So I hope this helps. But what have you been up to, Scott?
Well, you know, like any other topic, mm-hmm. I like to do the research, make sure this stuff is real, legit. And so I selected a book. It's called The Angel Number Book. It's by Mystic Michaela. And I wanted to put this book to the test to see if the meanings of her numbers kind of fit like what's going on in life.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I just selected some numbers at random.
Random.
Just happened to select.
I'm sure.
Okay. The first number I picked was 55. Okay. And in your book, you have it down as change, mm-hmm. and things will look different.
Okay.
So I was then, you know, I tried to figure out a number that I see a lot, you know, out in the wild. That would be 55, right? And this one, you know, this I thought the speed limit, 55.
Yeah. Okay.
So you actually, 55, now in Florida, the speed limit is like 100, who knows? But there was a time where 55 was the national speed limit on highways.
Oh, national?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was in the 70s. And the reason why they made 55 the national speed limit was basically, it was a time we didn't have enough gas. We were running short on gas, a lot of gas shortages.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So they actually decided, hey, we'll make this speed limit 55. That will slow people down and they'll save on gas.
Okay.
And did it work? No, because everyone probably...
Yeah,
people. I mean, they said a little bit. Like, it saved, like, I can't remember, like, a couple percentage points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually worked a little bit. And if you didn't do it, if the state didn't do it, put the 55, mm-hmm. then they wouldn't get funding from the federal government for their highway system.
Okay.
So, but now today, of course, you know, like I said, you go to Florida, I think the speed limit's 75, who knows?
I think it is.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. every state is different. Even New York probably is not 55 anymore. But I remember always driving on the 90 the thruway, and it was always 55.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think they must have upped it by now with the cars and everything. But anyway, so does that number fit?
Okay.
So 55 change? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It does.
Big change in the speed limit.
Okay. Okay.
So for this one, I would say it works. You know, the other number that came to mind was 55 was the amount of women Nick Viall dated while he was on The Bachelor. And that would also be changed because he was just going,
he's just interchanging
through them. Yeah.
Interchanging them. Wow. These are like really amazing investigative finds.
Do you know that they actually had to bring out more women for Nick Viall? The number used to be 25.
Right.
But they had to up it to 30 for his season, his second time around, because they just wanted him, you know, to.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 55.
Okay.
So he dated 55 women on The Bachelor. All right. So the first one, so far, Angel Numbers book by Mystic Michaela, working real good.
Yeah.
Get it anywhere, Amazon, wherever you like. Okay.
Okay. That's some interesting logic.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Number five is growth.
Yeah.
The only thing that stays the same is change.
Yeah.
Those are your words.
I love five.
You love five.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought of was the 5 second rule.
Five second rule. I use that.
Yeah. Because, you know, and everyone knows what that is, right? If something, you know, a piece of food hits the floor, a shrimp hits the floor, that'd be really gross.
Ew, but, you just fit the grossest 5 second rule thing ever.
Right.
And okay. And I don't think, if it's wet, I don't think that counts.
Right. So anything 5 seconds or less, right, then you can pick it up. And you can eat it.
According to kid logic.
Yeah,
my logic and kid logic. Yeah, okay.
Well, there's a debate on this. And, you know, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get growth because you're going to get growth of E. coli,
ew,
bacteria, MIR. That's for the oldies. Maybe, you know, some matter, fecal matter. All these things are going to get on there. And it is true. Like, I mean, sorry, the 5 second rule is not true. You are going to get these things on there.
Yeah, I think
give me 1 second.
That's science.
Yeah, science says.
Yeah,
you will get growth.
But you also
on that
get
shrimp.
Like immune system growth. You know,
right? Right.
Like, that's my thought. Sometimes God made dirt, and dirt don't hurt, according to 5-year-old logic.
Right.
Okay.
So number two, growth. Yeah.
Wow.
That works.
How many of these do you have? Because these are just really fascinating.
I have a lot. I have 7. And the other thing I thought of with 5. Was the amount of wives of Cody. You know, that guy, sister wife guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. He's got 5 wives.
He has 4.
No, he got Meryl, Janelle, Christine.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yeah.
And secretly, Gypsy Rose. So there's 5.
Are you like, did you turn into some sort of like stand-up comedian from TikTok? What's happening?
No, it's just, I got that from Us
what
Weekly.
Okay.
Okay. Number.
Do I have to buy 2 drinks to listen to this?
Probably. Yeah. A lot of people have turned it off by now. But all right, number 6. This one really hits home here.
Okay.
697.
Okay.
697 is volunteer, elevate your perspective.
Yeah.
And I thought this one really fit well because currently there have been 697 participants in the reality show Survivor.
Is that true?
That is true. I looked it up. It's on Wikipedia.
Oh.
And this is a shout out because on episode 124,
yes,
we had Erica, who was the winner of Survivor on our show, who used what she learned on KYA to defeat the other opponents.
And now she has her own podcast, which is really good.
Yeah.
Happy to see
you. So 697 volunteer. Again, we're 3 for 3 right now.
Yeah, okay. That makes no sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But let's go to the next one.
Oh, we're just moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I didn't have a pop culture reference for that
okay.
one. I couldn't find it. I just couldn't find it.
Okay.
I got lazy. All right. Next one I have is 323.
Okay.
This was a good one. Natural intelligence.
Mm.
You have the gift of the mind.
Oh,
323.
Okay.
And the first thing that came to mind was I started adding up the ages of the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Okay. So just bear with me here. If you add up all their ages.
Were you high when you made this? Like, okay. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Like, were you high?
I might have had a shot of whiskey. All right. So we have Mike. He's 38.
Uh-huh.
Sammy's 36.
Quick, somebody
Paulie
quick
D,
math this, listener.
40.
Okay.
Jenny and I can't read Ronnie, 34 each. Nicole and Vinny, 32 each. Angela, Sam, and Dina, 33 each.
Okay.
So if you get, I'll do the math again. So if you should be 323.
Okay.
And that's natural intelligence. So I don't know here on this one, but okay, hold on. Oh, actually, I made a mistake in my math.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, and I was going to say something like, your book does not make sense.
Okay.
Natural intelligence, cast of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's off here.
Right.
But if you actually add up the numbers, it's 345.
Oh, what's that in the book?
And that's baby steps.
Oh, okay. That
and
makes
that makes sense.
Whoa.
Yeah, that makes sense. Little by little, it will get done. Okay.
This.
Little by little, it'll get done.
Happening.
Baby steps. This is, so.
What is happening?
Yeah. So, 345 okay. baby step. Your book is spot on.
What?
Okay. We go to number 127.
127.
Which okay, is creation.
He continues, folks.
Yeah. We only have three more. You can always fast forward. There is a fast forward button.
This is good, Scott.
Okay. 127.
Okay.
Creation. You are creating your soul's plan. Mm. Okay. And like I said, I had a shot of
this
whiskey.
Is why Phoebe left you. But keep
Phoebe's
going.
Far, yeah, she's nowhere near.
This is why Phoebe's like juicy. Phoebe's like, see, guys.
Yeah. This is what he does with the angel
Do
numbers.
Do you see you guys? You know,
this was a book.
This is what I'm dealing with.
That you, you know, called upon spirit to channel you through all these numbers through you, a thousand numbers. And this is what I've done with it.
Phoebe just put a post up on the MMSF page saying that she has to throw a purple bomb and quit her job. That's you.
Okay.
Just so you know. Everyone's advising her to do so.
Okay.
All right. But fine. Continue.
All right. So 127 is creation.
Creation.
And the first thing I thought of was Saltburn. The movie, Saltburn.
Yeah. I, you know, when I hear that number, I'm like, Saltburn.
And I'm like, what? How could that could have a connection to 127? It's okay. impossible.
Okay.
But then I looked into it and I said, wait, where was that? It's actually filmed in a real place.
Yeah.
The Drayton House in England. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what they used. This house was built in the 1300s.
Cool.
And it was just passed down from generation to generations. Mm-hmm. And they... You know, and they're unhappy now about it because a lot of people go there to check it out.
But, and probably do weird things on the property.
Yeah, exactly. And believe it or not, you guys are not going to believe this. There's 127 rooms in the Drayton House, Saltburn.
Wow.
In the home.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then I thought, but how does that match to creation?
Yeah.
You know, 127, it's not. Yeah. And then I thought, maybe you had a typo. It was like, maybe you meant to put on an S-E in front of it, like secretions?
Ew.
And that would make sense.
That's nasty.
Secretions. So if we can call the editor, uh-huh. we can call Simon & Schuster
yeah.
and get 127 to change to secretions. That would be good.
Well, that's gross.
All right, two more. All right, here we go. All right, number 435.
Okay.
435 in the Angel Book by Mystic Michaela is Goodbye, the chapter has ended.
Okay, yes.
Your mourning what was.
Let's do okay. that right now.
And then.
Let's do that.
You're right. And then I thought, in my bride, who came into my head here,
oh.
was Joey Baldwin. I mean, Joey Alwyn. The Taylor's
Swift
ex.
That's
not Baldwin.
Going to give this whole
Alwyn.
Record written about
and
yes.
I'm right, exactly. And I'm like, wait a second. How is Joey Alwyn going to match up with number 435? This doesn't make any sense.
So wait, the only connection is something randomly comes in your head?
Well, no. There's no random connections here. This is we're talking about spirits and angels. Okay. April 4, right? April is 4.
Yeah.
The month of April 4. That's when her new album comes out.
Okay.
Supposedly it's about Joey.
Wait, what number is this again?
This is 435.
Oh, okay.
So April is when her thing comes out.
Yeah.
Supposedly going to be about him, the new album. And Swift and Kelsey mm-hmm. are in their 35th year. So put those two together, 435.
What?
Joey Alwyn, goodbye. Yeah, you got to get the heck out of here. This is not the place for you. The chapter has ended, Joey Baldwin.
You did not connect any of these things with lines. You connected them with like loop-de-loops.
No,
and what is even happening?
The month of April is a new album. It's about him.
How do you come up with this, though?
I have a warped mind.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So 435 makes sense. It's goodbye, Joey Alwyn.
Okay.
You know, you have till April, I think it was 19th. Unfortunately, 419 did not work, and I had to go with 435.
Unfortunately, when you looked at 419, it just did not come into your head.
Yeah. It was a lot of looking at what fits. Okay.
All right.
The last one.
Oh, my God.
Last one, people.
Thank you.
If you made it this far, then thank you. Okay. Number 639. And some people probably already know where I'm going with this one. If you've listened to the podcast since the beginning, you know what this is going to be.
Okay.
All right. 639 is desire, reflection of love and lust, And the first thing that came to my mind
comes to your mind. That's how you make that. How this all happened.
The address. This is an address. Okay. 639 West Walnut Street, mm-hmm. Lancaster, PA.
Oh.
And of course, that is the home of Jebediah Stoltzfus.
That's your twin flame.
That's my twin flame. So.
And lots of love and lust there.
639 West Walnut Street, Lancaster, PA. There's where Jebediah lives.
Okay.
And 639 is desire, reflection on love and lust.
That's great, Scott.
So,
wow.
Your book, it holds.
Thank you. What a treat.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
When we come back, we're going to talk about you all from the MMSF page. When I drink wine, I really like to learn about the winemaker behind it. It's a story that I'm interested in. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. How do they do that, you may ask? Well, Naked Wine connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard to your door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at a huge savings, making Naked Wines the perfect for any type of wine drinker. They sent me a box of amazing wine, and I've been rating the wine after I get it so that each shipment just gets better and better. So you can really customize your shipments, know what you like, try different things. So head to nakedwines.com/KYA and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website, and then put in KYA for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/KYA and use the code and password KYA and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. One last time, that's nakedwines.com/KYA, code and password KYA for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so on the topic of angels and angel numbers, there was a really funny thing that happened over on the MMSF page and over on my Instagram account at Know Your Aura Pod that I wanted to share. So Gloria, so I had posted on at Know Your Aura Pod some angel numbers, and I posted 444, and I get this comment. And it was from Gloria, and she says, so I have some issues. The numbers 44 and 444 follow me constantly, like almost harassing me in a way, especially the number 44. It follows me so much, I start to worry, like, what exactly are you protecting me from? Because it's the sign, it's magical protection. And what is yet to come? Obviously, if you couldn't tell, I have anxiety, so I may be overthinking it. So I felt bad, you know, I'm like, aw, you know, so I comment back, you know, see it as a reminder of love, nothing you have to do, you know, it's easy for our ego selves to get nervous around spirit signs because our soul awakens, and that, you know, I talk about this all the time, it stresses out our human selves when our soul kind of grows past our human boundaries. And I just said, it's okay. It's just all love. And then she's like, oh, thank you. She commented back, thank you for your response. Thanks for letting me know it's okay. Then I know it's love and not like protection against imminent danger. But then she's like, oh my gosh.
What?
As she writes this, I'm not lying when I say 44 is harassing me. I commented this. And just then I saw on the TV a lady with a 44 tattoo. And then she took it over to the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family page and posted a picture of just the TV screen with an actress, and the actress on her wrist, there's the number 44 tattooed there. So as she was commenting to me, and I'm like,
crazy.
Don't worry about it, you'll be fine. Then an actress pops up in her vision with the number 44, because this is how they work.
But what are the odds of that? Like, If, like, I know a lot of people have the angel number tattoo, like 444 now.
Yeah.
I've seen that, but not the double four, just.
And yeah, and then like 44. Because yeah. a lot, you're right, because a lot of people have the 444 tattoo.
Right.
That
yeah.
is true. I
yeah, right.
do see that.
Right.
But this actress has a 44, which is weird.
Weird.
Because if you're going to get one, you'd probably get the 3/4s.
Right.
And this actress has the 2/4s. So Gloria took it over to the Facebook page, and then people were all chiming in. Because she said I had commented on MM's IG post about 444 saying how 44 was literally harassing me. And I see it everywhere all day long for a year now. After commenting, I go and turn on the TV and bam, a 44 tattoo.
Wow.
I'm not lying, y'all. We know you're not,
you
Gloria.
Yeah, no, you can't make that up.
They're just – but what does it – I truly know your spirit guides or angels, whatever you call, they have a sense of humor. They really do. They are interacting with you. They are – it is a back and forth conversation. So her even commenting that on the post and then them sending her that sign, it's literally yeah. like, yeah, hey, we are here. It is us.
Well, Gloria, I just want to say, at least you have someone that cares enough to keep sending you the number 44. My spirit guide right now, I have no idea where she is. She just left me.
We know
after
why.
After that last bit I did,
we
she left.
We know why.
We know why. After the last bit, she left.
All right,
let's move forward. And we put on the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family page an opportunity to get some aura confirmations. We're going to do some in the Facebook group, but we're also going to do some right now.
Yes,
all right,
I'm so excited. I love doing these.
We pick some out, and the first one is Lindsay W. And she sends a selfie of herself, and she writes, here's a selfie of me, but I would love it if you did my dog instead.
Aww.
I'll reply with his picture in the comments. I don't know Lindsay's colors. I'm assuming she's blue or indigo, but she wants us to read the dog instead. And then
isn't that
here,
sweet?
Yeah. And then she sent a picture of her handsome boy, Oski. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah.
Her soul dog.
That's really sweet. So Lindsay has an indigo, yellow, purple aura.
Okay.
So she's like a tricolor and she just looks like the nicest person. And dogs, okay, and I've talked about this in a couple different pet episodes. Dogs don't really have auras to me. It's different. They talk more directly to me, which is, again, you can go listen to the pet episodes because I get real into that if that's interesting to you. But Oski, so I have Oski's photo on my phone, and I just wanted to do a little reading for Oski. All right,
okay.
So Oski feels very smart to me. I get Oski being very concerned with his mom. He feels alpha. And that's not like a bad thing for Oski. It depends on the dog and how they handle it, their own personality. I get that he's in charge and he knows he's in charge, but he's comfortable being in charge. And she's a good person to be in charge of. And they have a routine and he feels like he's giving her things to do, not the other way around, just so you know. So he feels like he has tasks for her and whatnot. I do feel like... Now, this is a picture of him on the couch, but even though Lindsay's yellow, I do feel like Oski is allowed to do whatever he wants in the house pretty much. He does feel like a clean dog, and he's showing me that. I am getting something with one of my back legs. This is what happens. Like one of his back legs, I'm getting a sensation in both my back feet. I talk like that when I'm reading dogs. I know I have only 2 feet, but when I start reading dogs, I start to feel their body parts. So I feel like I have hind legs. Anyways, I'm getting something in the, I don't know what this is. It's like the center of his paw in both back feet. And I don't know what that is. That could be a couple things. Like he likes to, he does something with both of them at the same time, or I don't know what that means. I hope she can tell us. He feels like he's very active back there or something. I don't quite know what that means. I know. That it's a dog talking, people.
I mean, I don't get that at all.
Oski feels – what else? I get – there's something with walks with Lindsay where – They feel like they go on walks. Oski, like most dogs, would rather go on more walks, of course. I feel like dogs like give me that all the time. But – Oski is showing me something with a sidewalk and liking to walk on one side of it, not the other side. But Lindsay and him seem to have a fight over this. So this is what dogs talk about. He's a happy dog.
That's what they're concerned
about. That's what they talk about.
All right.
He does feel like, oh, when I get – I'm getting all sorts of dog things. There's something with a chewing treat. That sounds – I know it sounds general, but it's what I'm getting. And I don't know if he has like a stuffed animal or something he carries around a lot or something. I'm getting something that's his favorite, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Oski, I am giving you angel number 323, natural intelligence.
He's really a smart dog.
Yeah, we took it away from the Jersey Shore cast and we gave it to you.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Next, we have Margaret S., and she writes, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. When I took the quizzes, I scored the highest in red and orange
and yellow.
Would love to know what my colors are. I suspect I'm red and blue.
That's hysterical. Because she's so blue, which that's why it's so funny.
So she thought she was all the
colors? Like a lot of people. Okay, so she's super blue and she has red. Margaret, you're super blue and red. But what it is if you've been, it's like so blue, you don't know you're blue. So you don't understand. Like she feels like a very helpful person. Always takes charge. Very selfless, outspoken, advocate for everyone else, the first person to volunteer, the first person to say yes to something, the first person to take over, the first person to do the thing. She doesn't stop to think about her own sensitivity because she's just constantly putting everybody else's sensitivity before hers and adapting to it and accommodating for it. But she feels like an adventurous, strong-minded, strong-willed person at the same time. So what I notice is a lot of red blues don't think they're blue. They just think they're super red or something. And it's like, but you're so nice and loyal in there for everybody. That's the blue. You just don't sit in it a whole lot. You're just being called to action through it. And then your actions are more red, but they're blue motivated. So yeah, I hope that makes sense to Margaret.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Our next one. Tatiana G writes,
yes.
I'd love to have my son confirm.
I love reading kids. Aww. I do. I just love reading kids. So, of course, I took his little picture. So, her son, she gave a little picture. She gave two pictures of him. One, he's drinking a juice box, and one, he's sitting on a rock. And he is so darn cute. Okay. So, with him, this is one of those kids, I'd call him a future indigo. So really hard to be an indigo boy in our world. Nothing wrong with being indigo. It's just, you know, how society is for boys. It can be really tough. So shout out to moms raising all those empath boys because it's hard to teach your kid. It's okay to be upset and you don't have to hide it. You don't have to, you just have to work with it. You pick up other people's feelings as their own. Anyways, he feels very sensitive, this little boy. So he's very, very blue, but he's got red too. So I get on him. He feels a little, he feels very sensitive, but also very stubborn at the same time. And he feels like he is obsessed with mommy and very much likes to do what he wants to do. I feel like, Tatiana, you're the type of mom that's like, you obviously you're firm and stuff like that, but I do feel like he, in a good way, but I feel like he gets what he wants just because he's so cute and he feels like he's got great logic and he feels like he's obsessed with fairness, which I see a lot in red kids. They get very upset if things aren't fair to the point of crying or, and he does feel like he is very verbal, like really great at saying what he wants to say. Even for his young age, he feels very communicative, but he also feels just extremely sensitive, but it can come out like, I'm angry like that because he's red. So very future indigo with red.
Red, okay.
Yes.
All right, we have another one here. Sam C. writes, I'm pretty sure my husband leads with his red, but still trying to figure out his empath color. This pic is a little old, as I apparently only take pictures of him with the kids, but I don't think his aura colors have changed much. Thanks for the opportunity. And, of course, I picked this one. This was my pick because of his position. He's laid down in the back of his pickup truck, and he's giving, what is that, like a like kind of like a gun symbol or something, was that?
But it's not in a
bad way,
like,
no. He's got
like, hey. Like, kinda, hey, you.
Yeah, kind of like.
Not like scary.
Just kind of like doing a pose like George from Seinfeld in that famous episode.
That's,
you know, that's what it kind of feels like to me, you know,
okay.
When he's on the velvet couch or whatever it was.
That's funny.
But all right, so.
Well, her husband's very, well, it's the day of the red.
Yep.
He's, even the dog was a little red, I guess, if I had to pick an aura color on the dog. But yeah, so your husband, Sam, he's red and blue. He's red and blue. Again, with the blues, they don't red blues. There's something about being red blue. Unless you really sit and think about it, you don't know how sensitive you are. You're just constantly moving because of the blue into the red. So you're moving through the emotion. It motivates you. actually, like, when you're red blue, the more you pay attention to your blue, the better you can get at using it for your red. Like, that's actually a great motivator for the red blues in your life to actually get more in touch with their empathy and compassion and their sensitivity and their feelings, because you can tell them, like, you'll be even more powerful, and they like that. So they're like, oh, if I pay more attention to my sensitivity, that means I'm more powerful. Cool. Like, yeah, because then you'll know when you're being manipulated, or when people are trying to pull one over on you, or you're picking up somebody else's stuff, not your own, or whatever. So anyways, but he's red blue. He feels just like a really good, he feels really funny. He feels quiet. He actually feels kind of quiet if he doesn't feel like talking. Like, he has no problem. Like, I don't know. He's kind of like you. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to talk today. Like, okay. like, I don't know these people, and I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Or the opposite, like Mr. Schmooze.
Right.
And everyone loves him. He just feels very – he feels hysterical, honestly. Like, once you know this guy, he feels like he's got a great sense of humor. And, yeah.
All right. So, you can go over to the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family page on Facebook to check out those photos.
Yes.
We're also going to be confirming more people, or you're going to be confirming more people. You don't want me confirming them. Throughout, I think by the time this airs, it'll be when the contest is just about wrapping up.
Right.
So
get,
you might have a little time
on the thread. Left.
Yeah. And I figured, all right, so I figured we end with a couple of red flags, speaking of red.
Okay.
We had so much fun last week, and I did tell people, hey, still post on there. Even though we had recorded it, still post. So I wanted to just pick a couple. And it really kind of took a more serial killer vibe.
The scary stuff started.
Yeah, it just got, yeah.
Now we're like ready to
call the police. It went from like some Katy Perry jokes to Tiffany A writing. I was once in a relationship with a chameleon green who I met in Florida.
Of course.
Well, of course.
Red flag, Florida.
First of all, yeah. Right off the bat, you meet a guy from Florida, that's a red flag.
Get out.
Yeah. And again, depends where, you know, South Florida, forget it. That's like triple red flag. And I got serial killer vibes from him. Yet we still dated until I realized he was really crazy, but that's a long story. And then she gave us some conversations they had on Bumble together.
Oh.
And basically one of his lines was, what's your favorite meal to cook? She asked him, what's your favorite meal to cook?
Uh-huh.
And he wrote you. So
I don't know what that means.
That's serial killer stuff. Like, he's going to cook
like
her.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah,
like, you got to take these people literally.
That's what we learned last week. Yeah.
We learned last week that a lot of them will straight up tell you they're nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. That's creepy.
Yeah. So a serial killer might tell you he's going to eat you.
He's going to cook you. Are like, oh, I just must not understand that joke, you know. Just saying.
All right. Courtney J.
Okay.
Totally forgot about this funny story until she listened to the episode.
All right.
So, oh my God, I forgot about that funny story until I listened to the episode. I went on a date with a guy and he had a tattoo of Charles Manson.
Whoa.
And it said family first. Okay.
That's heavy.
Right. So right off the bat. I mean, it ends. It's over. Like, even, it's just over right there. I don't know how you get past that. Empath or no empath. Anything. Any color of the rainbow. Because I don't know how you get past that. Unless you didn't know who Charles Manson
was. It's so hard because, yeah, we're so conditioned. Like, if he was polite and stuff, you'd be like, well, maybe he was young or he was drunk or maybe it's a temporary tattoo or I don't know. Once you start doing the maybes, just step away.
I mean, unless you don't know who Charles Manson was,
it's not funny.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's crazy. All right. But then he got way too drunk. Okay.
Oh, that's bad.
Getting drunk is better than having a tattoo of Charles Manson.
No, we found out last week on that thread, getting drunk on the first date's a huge red flag. It never works out after that.
Okay.
For the most part, I'm sure there's a couple.
I still gave him a second, I assume, date. Why? I don't know. He was nice, I guess. Second date. Okay, so now we're on to the second date. So first date, she sees the picture of Charles Manson tattooed to his body, and then he gets real drunk, and now there's a second date.
She's like, maybe there's only room for improvement here.
Right. Well, yeah, there's only one way here to go up, I guess. All right, second date, he told me he lived in his minivan and parks it outside the Cracker Barrel because they don't care.
Okay. I don't think they do care.
The Cracker Barrel doesn't care?
No.
All right. So, you know.
It's just our Cracker Barrel doesn't. I call it the Crack Barrel.
It's because they all hang out.
Yes. They don't care.
He texted me earlier that day that he had showered for our date. Okay. Maybe put on some Lumi too. Who knows? I thought that he was making a joke out of it, but come to find out, homeboy did not have a place to live. So showering would be an effort. So that was actually a flex.
That's, he
was taking the shower was a flex.
Like, I shower for you, baby. That was a flex.
This story really shows my aura colors, if you can guess.
Purple. Maybe turquoise.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I really went on a second date because the vibes were mostly good on the first date.
Oh.
Even though we did have the Charles Manson tattoo. Yeah.
That's the most concerning probably out of all of it.
Yeah, that is.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's concerning.
That's great.
But anyway.
I love that.
I love that taking a shower is a flex. All right.
Yeah, you were like, well, you're like, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's funny. You're like I wish I had that on camera. You just considering that maybe that, like you really aligned with her. And
yeah, because like maybe the kids would come home today. I'll be like, hey, guys, I showered.
That's your flex.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second.
All right. Well, it is episode 222. And yes. You know, that's what we celebrate around here. We celebrate these milestones with angel numbers. And I just want to say from my heart, I have so much gratitude for you all. KYA listeners are the best. The MMSF, Facebook family. It's a family. It really is. I appreciate your support for the podcast. I appreciate every single one of you. You download it. Thank you. Share it with a friend. Thank you. You've left a review. I mean, helped somebody else, reached out, made a friend, connected, commented on one of our posts. People post in there vulnerably because they know what a kind and loving space we are. I'm thankful for all of our helpers, our admins, our discussion moderators, and just everyone. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. Do you have something to say, Scott?
I mean, I can't top that. I mean, that's amazing.
You're like, but ditto.
Ditto. Two. No, that's amazing and totally true. And, you know, it does feel like a family. And we do appreciate everything that you guys do. Like you just said, I mean, I'm just going to be repeating it, you know, from telling your friends and loved ones and sharing the podcast and always talking in aura color.
Yeah.
And, you know, commenting on posts and, you know, sharing your stories and your, you know, leaving reviews and buying and purchasing the books and everything, coming to our events on Zoom or coming
using
to our events,
codes.
Using
thank
our codes
you.
for the podcast.
Oh, I my mean, God.
Coming to the 11/11 event last year and the other events we've done.
Amazing.
And hopefully we're going to do another one again this year. The yellows are already bugging me for another.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Yellows are on it.
I love it. Thank you, yellows.
Yep. I got Elizabeth and Amy. They're already on it. They're yellowing me out here. Like,
just let them do it.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're that's exactly what they
they're
said.
They're yellow.
This is exactly what they said to me. They're like, Scott, let this do it. And then, you know, at the end, we're going to just present to you. And there'll be choices. And you're going to make the final choice.
Oh, my God. They know how to talk to you.
Yeah.
So you said, okay, right?
I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. That sounds
they
good.
Know how to speak Scott.
They know how to
they
speak
know how to speak red aura.
So, yeah, they know how to speak to a red. Perfect. They did, actually, perfectly. But, yeah, I mean, all our discussion groups, I can't leave them out.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
Our moderators. It's just incredible. You know, it's been a crazy ride from 111 to 222.
It really has been.
Yeah. I looked back at some of the episodes we did there. I thought we had done them way before, but like the Mothman's in there.
Yeah.
Amityville Horror's in between 111 and 222.
Yeah, that was fun.
Ed and Lorraine Warren is in there. All, you know, a lot of these fun episodes that we did. I mean, I learned a lot of pop culture. It was,
We have a good time with it. We really love it. And I don't know, Thank you isn't enough. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, for spreading it.
Well, this podcast is for you and about you, and we're so glad you spent some time with us today.